Let's see what's cooking this weekend at the Jackson Speedway, where, hey, go out there free. Watch some racing if you're looking for something to do. John LaFleur joins us. John will pick up that tab for you. In fact, all year, right, John?
Yes, all year, Greg. Good morning.
All season. So how did the opener go?
Really great. We had a great crowd. There's a hill here between turn 3 and 4, right along 127, where a lot of people go up and park and actually sit in their car, mm-hmm. watch a race, or in the back of their pickup truck and watch a race. And that was completely full. And we had a good grandstand crowd also, and actually a lot of race cars. So I think everybody is kind of itching to get back into outdoor things and motorsports, and so we had a great night last Saturday night.
Fantastic. What's going on this weekend, Jen?
This weekend will be our normal full race schedule tomorrow night, and starting about 5:30, and we usually end up around 10:30, and we're having a big field of cars. And then next weekend, on the 25th and 26th, is our annual two-day show where we race all the cars Friday night and Saturday night, mm-hmm. and it's sponsored by Bella Notte Restaurante and Liberty Landfill right down there in US 127. And it's an annual thing. We've had it about 15 years, and it's back-to-back nights, and usually probably the biggest crowds of the year for that weekend. And so that's going to be free also, just like the whole year. So we can show some respect to our fellow Jacksonians and the area people, have them come out free. And that they're showing up. I mean, it's really good. And
good.
I've been around town. People have said it to me, so it's great.
I imagine you'll get a lot of first-timers that just want to check it out and see what's happening.
Yeah, it's a nice night of fun, and we have food wagons and things, and actually next weekend I just heard from one of our ex-racers. He started racing sprint cars here, the mini sprints, when he was 12 years old. Just a tremendous talent. Keith Shepard Jr. is now racing the big sprint cars. He just turned 17. And he's got next weekend off, so he's going to bring his big sprint car down. He's going to be our pace car. And so we're looking forward to having Keith back. He was a champion here. His father was a multi-champion here. Mm-hmm. And, there's been a lot of great race car drivers come out of Jackson Speedway with, when Steve LaFleur started this track. So he's just another one of them. And he's moving up the chain and racing the big cars.
Where do these race teams come from? Are they mostly from around here or not?
Yeah, most of them, I would say, there's a couple guys from Grand Rapids area, mm-hmm. And a couple from Ohio, and one guy comes up from Indiana, northern Indiana. And, we get... with the mini cups, they look like miniature stock or small stock cars.
Yeah,
NASCAR cars. They're new to the dirt a couple of years ago, and there's about 15 of those, and about 20 some mini sprints, both wing and non-wing. And then we've been getting some go-karters too. So we're just always looking for more things to race, and. We might have a surprise for you here in a couple of weeks. We got some flat track motorcycle guys that want to come try it out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's such a safe racetrack. It's so wide and so well protected that we've luckily never had anybody injured, and it's just a. They don't crash much either, which is nice. And, it's just a big open track, so it's a good one for these guys to race on.
You describe it as competitive or cutthroat?
No,
Come on, John.
Well, it's a little of both.
Okay.
Any time a driver puts a helmet on.
Yeah.
he changes his personality. I don't care if it's a little Keith Shepherd here or at 17, or we got one little gal out there running a what they call a junior sprint. She's about 7 years old, and when she puts her helmet on, she gets competitive.
Oh,
so
wow.
They're all, you know, pretty much friends. They all have been racing for a long time, so we don't put up with much of we don't put up with any fighting or anything like that. But once in a while, they get pretty racy.
A little hot under the collar, maybe.
Yeah. We should get you out there.
Yeah, right. So good forecast. So for tomorrow night, it's going to be nice and warm.
Yeah, it's going to be warm. It rained a little bit here this morning. I don't know about over there where you're at.
Oh, yeah, it did.
we had a monsoon. We could probably have some boat races right now if we wanted to. But it's going to all dry out. It dries out pretty fast here. So
yeah,
we'll
gonna
be
say,
ready for tomorrow.
It'll dry up pretty quick out there.
Yeah, it sure will.
Appreciate the visit again tomorrow night. What time you get started?
We said about 5:30.
5:30?
I'd say around 10, 10:30, something like that. So it's a nice evening out. It's going to be warm, so pack a cooler and come on out and sit on the hill or sit in the grandstands.
Hey, thanks, John.
Okay, thanks, Greg.
Appreciate it. John LaFleur, Jackson Speedway, program tomorrow night. Again, free admission, 5:30.